USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr is set to face a contempt of Congress resolution. Now, this is the latest escalation in the showdown over the release of the Mueller report. Republican Congressman from Georgia, Doug Collins, reminds Democrats.
This is 12 times, I'll put it in perspective for you, Harris. They're doing this 12 times faster than the Republicans held Eric Holder in contempt. Over 460-something days before the Republicans held Eric Holder in contempt for not complying with subpoenas. We're looking at less than 43 days here.
President Trump is hosting the U.S. Military Academy football team at the White House on Monday, presenting the Commander-in-Chief's trophy to the Army Black Knights, who sealed the title with a win over Air Force.
Every time you enter the field, you prove that you are Army strong. You clinched the Commander-in-Chief's trophy in a hard-fought victory against Air Force.
This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Hispanic entrepreneurs are confident about their 2019 business outlook, according to the 2019 Bank of America Hispanic Small Business Owner Spotlight. A strong majority are planning for increased revenue, expansion, and long-term growth. However, low unemployment is creating obstacles for Hispanic business owners looking to recruit and retain talent. Elizabeth Romero, small business executive at Bank of America.
Hispanic entrepreneurs are embracing a more confident outlook toward growth compared to their non-Hispanic peers. However, the ultra-competitive labor market has made hiring and retaining employees a significant challenge.
Optimism is also paving the way for future generations of Hispanic business owners. 34% of Hispanic entrepreneurs say their business has grown beyond their original vision, and 38% plan to pass their business on to their children. For more information, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.